With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. President Trump says U.S. and Chinese officials will meet in London next week for a new round of trade talks.
Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent, Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick, and U.S. Trade Representative Jamison Greer will represent the U.S. side in the trade talks. The two countries are attempting to break an impasse over tariffs and the global supplies of rare earth minerals.
Correspondent Ken Lorman reports the meeting comes after the phone call between President Trump and Chinese leader Xi Jinping on Thursday, which Mr. Trump described as a very positive conversation. Kilmore, Abrego Garcia has been returned to this country.
Attorney General Pam Bondi says Kilmore Abrego Garcia is facing human trafficking charges from a 2022 vehicle stop.
The grand jury found that over the past 9 years, Abrego Garcia has played a significant role in an alien smuggling ring.
That vehicle stop 3 years ago was in Tennessee. The report says he was bringing in people to Maryland to perform construction work. He was never charged with a crime. Abrego Garcia's attorneys say the government is hiding behind the misconduct of mistakenly deporting him. Ed Donahue, Washington.
House Majority Whip Tom Emmer isn't concerned about the GOP mega bill's fate in the Senate.
Emmer said in an interview Thursday he's not paying attention to the comments from former Doge chief Elon Musk or others trying to derail the success of the big, beautiful bill. Emmer told reporters, quote, "What I'm thinking about is this. The bill has the largest reduction in spending and preventing the largest tax increase in history. It seals the southern border. It pays for defense. I mean, it's every one of President Trump's priorities. And, you know, I think there was some suggestion earlier this week that it was like pork-filled whatever. It's not a spending bill." Bernie Bennett, Washington.
A large Russian drone and missile attack has targeted Ukraine's eastern city of Kharkiv, killing 3 people. This is SRN News. The Department of Health and Human Services has released a groundbreaking new report on the dangers of mixing gender, ideology, and medical practice for children and teens. Dr. Albert Mohler is with the Southern Baptist Convention.
The Trump White House ordered the inquiry into and the evaluation of available data on what's called pediatric gender dysphoria treatments, most importantly, hormonal and medical treatments for children and teenagers.
Dr. Albert Mohler of the Southern Baptist Convention says the stakes are high.
From a Christian perspective, it turns out to be more important in moral terms than the report itself. I want to say that it's very consistent with the affirmation of creation order, what you might call just basic moral sanity.
Dr. Mohler says the report makes it clear when it comes to the transgender issue, the basic battle is ideological and not medical. More news and headlines at srnnews.com. A team of scientists is driving into severe storms to study hail.
It's one of the nation's costliest but least appreciated weather dangers. Hail is rarely deadly, but it causes about $10 billion in damage each year. To understand the weather phenomenon better, scientists from several universities are observing storms from the inside and seeing how the hail forms. The study is called Project Ice Chip. It has already collected and dissected hail the size of small cantaloupes. John Scott reporting.
A 3-judge appeals court panel ruled against the Associated Press in its continuing bid to restore full access to covering events involving President Trump. The panel granted the president a stay of a lower court ruling that had improperly punished the AP for the content of its speech, in this case, not renaming the Gulf of Mexico to Trump's liking. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor reporting.